Are you ready for the variety show? In this episode, we look at That's Life.
But what happened that it's just the head?
To be fair, a big mayonnaise tub is actually quite a good container for a head.
Tom hates adverts again.
And it's just so shit. And I hate it. And it's just really not to the point. It's not funny. It's not clever. It's just like, this is just fucking stupid.
Okay, I've got an issue with this. A seven-year-old is not responsible for their own finances. They're not capable of being responsible for their own finances.
Taste testing drinks and exploded eggs.
It's airy at the beginning. Farty airy.
Yes.
You're breaking into it like it's got pockets of trapped air which don't taste nice. It's like the air inside doesn't taste nice.
Let the battle of AI agents begin.
The laser comment from that Gemini was an interesting one.
Yeah,
but shooting laser beam.
Find the show on all podcast platforms now.
Welcome back to the Variety Show podcast with me, Tom, and him, Rob. Hi, Rob.
All right.
How are you doing?
Good. Ish.
Yeah, no, you're not.
Good adjacent.
Yeah.
Look, which is not good.
We've already had a little talk. He's had his little rant, yeah. And I had a little rant via kind of WhatsApp earlier.
Yeah.
It's been a shit day.
Not a good day, no.
No, so we're going to entertain you. I'm probably going to make you wish you were back at work with some of the things we're doing today.
Oh, yeah.
One of the things made Jem nearly be sick, so yay.
Nice.
It's one of the taste tests.
Okay.
She doesn't like cream soda.
Oh, I don't mind cream soda.
Oh, you should be okay then.
Cool.
But yeah, we've got a fair bit on today. Where's my bit of paper gone? Here it is. Rattle, rattle, rattle. We have the Dear Agony Aunt section, which isn't Dear Agony Aunt anymore. It all went a bit Pete Tong. Do you know, it's really hard to find Agony Aunts online that have small little clips of people writing in. Instead, they're just paragraph after bloody paragraph. And then the response is all paragraphed after paragraph. And it's just like, oh, no, this is a mission.
Dear Deirdre's not around anymore, is she?
Yeah, Dear Deirdre's still going.
Or Mystic Meg.
Mystic Meg's still... no, she's dead, isn't she?
I think she died.
Yeah, she's died. I don't think she saw that one coming.
But
We had to do
Thanks,
it.
Everybody.
We had to do it.
We're here all week.
Deirdre is definitely still going. The other one on the mirror is Colleen Rooney.
What? She does one too?
Yeah, she does one.
How to deal with your husband going off with old women?
Who knows?
She writes to herself. Poor woman. I feel sorry for her.
Oh, I would. He's dating Mr. Potato Head.
Isn't it? Everyone, people used to call him Shrek, didn't they?
And I can see why.
I'm sure he's a lovely guy. Moving on.
Who likes grannies. So anyway, so I was going through all of these and laughing at the stories and just thinking, no, they're all too long. Because what I was planning on doing was having their story and then have the response from the Agony Aunt, AI's version of their response, and then a stupid fake response. And you had to choose which was which. And it's just like, it took too much writing. I did one and it's like, I've got to do nine more. No, not happening.
Okay.
So we've got a different side of that. And we're going to be looking at headlines for a magazine called That's Life.
Okay.
It's bad, but we've got that. We've got taste test. I've got a couple of things I hate. I know, it's the Tom Hates Things podcast.
We've already done a hate episode. Is there anything you like?
You?
Oh, thanks, mate.
Only just. Then we've got an AI fight, and I know AI is the epitome of evil for some people, but we're looking forward to this, and this is going to be good fun. So let's crack on.
It took 3 days for A&E to remove that thing. Bloody chipmunk. Yes, yes, I know. Get on with it, Valentino. Jesus, right. Can Rob guess the real from the fake headlines in That's Life?
So this is what was the Dear Agony Aunt section. So That's Life is the dodgy magazine. It's normally 79, 89 or 99p.
Mm-hmm.
Real toilet paper kind of material for the magazine.
Okay.
And you'll know it on the shelf because you'll look at it and you'll go, those stories must be fake. And they're always just really weird, stupid stories. Some of them are fairly horrible. Things like, my stepdad killed my baby. It's like,
great. They got one. They used to have it. I remember when, speaking of America again, when I went to America the first time, my parents, I think it was called the Daily Post or something. A shitty little magazine / newspaper they used to have at the end of the tills. And it'd be like, I had sex with an alien UFO. Really odd stuff on the front like that.
And I'd really wish I could have found one like that because I reckon we could have had more fun with that. But anyway, I have, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, I think I've got 10 headlines.
Okay.
Of which, let me count. Oh, God, I've got to remember which one's which now. It shows you, I've had fun with this. 3 of them I made up.
Okay,
so
right.
So not only do you need to guess which ones I've made up, 2 words are removed from each title. And you've got to tell me what those words might be.
These games are getting more complicated.
This is right. I'm going to read out the headline. You've got to work out what the missing blanks are. Okay?
And then after I've done that, then I've got to guess whether you made it up or not.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Number 1, mission to be a what left me with one what?
Ballerina left me with one bollock.
Are you locking that one in?
My mission to be...
Mission to be a blank left me with one blank.
Well, I think it's with one ball. It's my mission to be a butcher.
Okay.
All right.
It is mission to be a MILF.
MILF?
MILF. Left me with one boob.
Oh, that's probably a really sad story.
Yeah, I know, but that's their headline.
But and the MILF been bits was quite amusing about it. Yeah. I think that's real. I don't think you made that up.
Ding, 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 ding. Well done, Rob.
Well, real.
Well, real.
A real headline.
I mean, the pictures are pretty grim. It's a typical, I went to a foreign country because they do boob jobs for cheap. And now my tits dropping out.
That's what it is,
it's
right?
It's that sort of story. It's like, well, I'm
she
sorry.
She went for a boob job.
It's totally your own fault at this
point. It wasn't that she became an out star and then someone in a sex video saw that she had a lump and then that meant that it was discovered that she had breast cancer or something.
No.
Okay. Which is a bit of a wholesome moment for a porn star, to be fair, isn't it?
Hang on, where did you get a porn star from?
MILF.
Mama, I'd like to fuck. That doesn't mean it's a porn star.
No, but I'm just making... Why would she fucking care?
Oh,
well... This is just a conversation I was just having.
But, oh, fine. Yeah. Okay, getcha. Gotcha. Okay, next one.
Mm-hmm.
Granddad's what arrived in a tub of what?
Well, I instantly wanted to say a cock arrived in a tub of Vaseline. I don't know why those two things came straight to
I'm
my
not
head,
sure, but I'm clenching.
Granddad's...
What?
Ashes...
Okay.
Came in a tub of peanut butter.
Oh, you're so close.
No, am I?
Well, on the...
Dashes.
On the choice of peanut butter, Granddad's head...
Oh.
...arrived in a tub of mayonnaise.
Oh, okay.
What the fuck are they having the head delivered for?
Well, by your reaction, I think this is a real headline.
Yeah, I'd say that's fair
so
enough.
So you gave that away a little bit.
That's fair enough.
But why have they got the head gangs?
I don't know. I haven't. So
is
most
this a
of
Futurama
these,
thing?
These I've had to kind of just grab off image search because That's Life is such a publication that they dare and put any for free online. So you can only find front covers. You can't actually read any of it online. And I was going to be damned if I'm going to buy multiple copies of this magazine. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Granddad's head arrived in a tub of mayonnaise. I am very confused by why they would be receiving a head, let alone it turning up in a tub of mayonnaise. Now, I'm imagining it's one of those catering tubs of Hellman's that you see.
Yeah, we used to get them at a pub. Tub.
But why are they getting the head? You either get the body to bury, or you get the body to cremate, or what's remaining of the body.
Yeah.
But what happened that it's just the head?
To be fair, a big mayonnaise tub is actually quite a good container for a head. It's quite sturdy. It's got a good sealable top.
That's a good size.
And it's got a nice handle and it's the right size of a head. So
handle as well. I appreciate that. Functional.
Otherwise, you'd have to hope that the head had a lot of hair that you could use it to tie it around your base, your belt or something, around your waist. I suppose if there's rigor mortis, you could use the teeth to clamp down on your belt.
Oh, what happens if it was still full of mayonnaise? They used it as padding. So it didn't rattle around.
And then, to be fair, that's another good idea. It might help preserve it. I mean, you want a tub full of vinegar or something, really, and pickle it.
My granddad had a creamy head. Nice.
Anyway, it's a headline.
It's a real headline. Okay, well done. Okay, next one. Wicked what served up my what for lunch?
Wicked stepmother served up my hamster for lunch.
Oh, I'm going to give this to you.
Mm.
Wicked stepdad served up my pet for lunch.
Oh, cool. So I was basically right. I think that's a headline.
It is a headline. Well done.
Me.
I mean, obviously, would a stepdad really serve someone's pet up for lunch? No. These stories, just, this is what I mean. This magazine has to just be, half the stories at least must be shit.
I'd like to know what the pet was.
Guinea pig.
Yeah, I mean, is it like...
He's Peruvian and they eat them out there and they just thought, oh, we've got a buffet in the house. So they fed it.
Well, I mean, it's good, isn't it? If it's not going to go to waste.
True, true. Okay, next one. What, by the time I left Macca's, all I wanted was a what?
What, by the time I left...
Yep. What, by the time I left Macca's, all I wanted was a McFlurry? Well, I've told you the second word there by mistake. All McFlurry. I wanted was a McFlurry, sorry. So I what, the, by the time I left Macca's...
I don't know what Macca's, the first word is. I can't think of how it would make the sentence work.
Pregnant, by the time I left Macca's, all I wanted was a McFlurry.
Ooh.
It's grim.
Oh, gross. So she fucked someone in Mackey D's and got pregnant, but she only went in for a McFlurry.
And she came out with a cream pie.
And she came out... cream pie. I think you made that one up.
You're correct.
Yeah, I know your sense of humour.
I know your sense of humour.
Why did you say it like that?
Right.
That was really unkind.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, fuck you.
What left me what, but my girlfriend is pregnant? What Something... left me what, but my girlfriend is pregnant?
Okay. So something left him sterile. So something left me impotent or sterile.
You've got it there. You've got it with sterile. Well done.
Okay. So something happened to make him sterile. Mukbang.
I'd hate to think what you've got to mukbang to end up sterile. A bit of uranium.
I hate mukbang. I absolutely hate it.
It makes
so
me feel
gross.
Sick watching
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so vile.
Okay, this was computer games left me sterile,
oh,
but my
shut
girlfriend
up.
Is pregnant.
No, you didn't make that up. Some fucking idiot put that on a newspaper.
You made
that up.
That's a made up one.
Really? Oh my God. It seems so likely that someone would say that.
No, fair enough. Okay, what about this one? My stepsister what me for what to go shopping. This should be quite a simple one. My stepsister what me for what to go shopping.
My stepsister something to him for... gave him a blowjob for money to go shopping.
Oh.
I don't fucking know. That's what everyone likes, isn't it?
Oh, everyone likes a bit of stepsister
yeah,
action,
it's
do
what
they?
All fucking about MILFs and stepsisters.
My stepsister sold me for cash to go shopping.
Oh. How could she sell him? I don't think you made that one up.
No, that is a genuine
yeah, I think
one.
A genuine one, yeah.
Okay. My 75-year-old hubby got me what with what?
Got me wet with a fish.
Oh, mate. Too far. Even for us, that's too far.
So this is quite difficult. I've just got to pull out of air. There's no clues.
So he's got to pull out.
You what kind of fish there. Is it? A catfish?
My 75-year-old hubby got
me... laughing at my own joke, sorry.
Oh, dear. Oh, he's gone. Oh, he's gone.
Oh, sorry, everybody.
Right.
At least I find myself funny.
Oh, we all find you funny. My 75-year-old hubby got me pregnant with twins.
Oh, well, that seems quite like a normal story. That seems totally normal. It's not funny in any way. I don't think you made that one up.
No, that one is also true. Correct. Mm-hmm. Okay, we are down to the last two.
Okay.
I what on my husband after reading his what? I'm disgusted.
I either pissed or shat on my husband after reading his diary. I'm disgusted. And you made it up.
Oh,
Right. Okay. Next one. I'm correct on all counts. So let's just go to the next one. Am I right?
I'm hurting.
Am I right?
You're pretty much bang on. I had to think it's got to be for a magazine, so I can't put on the front magazine, I shit on my husband.
That's what you wanted to write, though.
I pooped on my husband after reading his bucket list.
That's close enough.
I'm disgusted. It's absolutely close enough there.
And I said you made it up, yeah.
Yeah. Good. Okay, final one then. Sisters, oh God. Sisters fella faked what to keep her quiet? His hoax ended in what?
He's faked something to keep her quiet, but his hoax ended in... sister... Say it again, sorry?
Sister's fella faked what?
Death.
To keep her quiet, his hoax ended in what?
Death.
Okay, you've got the end part. His hoax ended in death.
Oh, I said death both times. He faked his own death, but then his hoax ended up in death.
No, no, no. It's only the last word.
Okay. So what if his hoax ended up in death? So he faked the moon landings.
No, Elon, stop it. Sister's fella faked wedding to keep her quiet. How do you fake a fucking wedding? His hoax ended in death.
Oh, I want to know how it ended in death.
I want to know how you fake I want to know how you fake a fucking wedding.
TikTok.
That's not an answer. That's just okay. Next time you ask me a question, I'm just going to say fake TikTok. A wedding. Fucking
Gemini,
hell.
If you were going to fake a wedding, how would you do it?
Well, by first, I would write into That's Life and get a £200 prize.
Well, you get money for these.
Yeah, you get money for writing in this.
And this is English.
Should we write in a story for the podcast?
We've got some...
Who gets published?
The first one to get published.
Oh, yes. All right, I guess we better move on.
Does anything actually make Tom happy? Miserable arse.
Oh, I get to be angry again for a moment. There's two adverts on the radio at the moment, and they fucking hate them. They get me really angry both times. I've got one queued up on this, and I'm going to play it for us in a moment. And then there's one that I couldn't find the audio for it, so I can't give it to you. If you listen to the radio in your van each day, you will have heard of both of these, I reckon.
I don't listen to the radio anymore.
Oh, fair enough. Then you won't have heard them. Well, number one is Barclays has done a whole range of adverts featuring seven and eight, I think they're seven-year-old kids, mm-hmm. pretending they're adults. And it's all about, you learn financial responsibility by the age you're seven. So if you haven't learned it by then, you're fucked, basically.
Oh, fucking hell, I'm nearly 40. I haven't learned it.
Well, there you go. You're to blame. You should have learned it by year seven. And the whole advert just really gets on my tits. It's two kids speaking, and it's just like, what's in there? Oh, that's my bill room. It's just full of bills. Well, why haven't you opened them? I just didn't want to. And it's just like, yeah, but if you opened them and dealt with it, then you could sleep in your bed rather than sleeping in a bath. That's the advert. And it's just so shit. And I hate it. And it's just really not to the point. It's not funny. It's not clever. It's just like, this is just fucking stupid.
Okay, I've got an issue with this. A seven-year-old is not responsible for their own finances. They're not capable of being responsible for their own finances. And if they are being responsible for their own finances and getting it wrong, that's a fault of the parents, not the child. They're fucking seven.
Exactly. So, sorry. Hate those adverts.
I'm angry. I haven't even heard it.
Those adverts really get on my tits. And there's a couple more I've started hearing now of other ones as well. It's like, why have you bought a chandelier? Because he's seven and been given access to an Amazon account, you cunt. What do you fucking think?
Yeah, but again, fault the parents. Why does a seven-year-old get access to that?
That's
Amazon
why
account?
You have pins on things and parent protection.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, right. That's angry number one. Angry number two, I don't know why it makes me angry. It just makes me angry. It's a Honda advert. I mean, what's your opinion on a Honda's Jazz?
I don't really have one. There is a good Honda advert, though. I linked it to us a while ago. It's made it more cry. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, yeah, that was good. That was good. This isn't great quality, granted, but here is the Honda advert that just gets on my tits, and I really fucking hate it.
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first. He was gorgeous and gave me so much space. Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
That was a bit gross. Sorry, I had to move that away from my ear then.
I just hate it. I don't like her voice. I don't like the whole idea of it. Oh, and then there was this one. And oh, it keeps me warm and the seat dries when I've been moist on it. And oh, it's lovely. And I call him Elvis.
Yeah,
fuck off, you dirty old crone.
There's a documentary about this shit.
Yeah, exactly. I bet you she marries her fucking car.
Yeah, it's great.
Same as the bloke that married his car. Anyway, those are the two adverts that really pissed me off. Feel free to send us more adverts that will piss me off because I will happily highlight them in another show.
Have you seen that documentary about the people that love their cars?
No, I can't face it because I know one of them's blatantly going to have sex with the exhaust pipe.
Oh, do you want to know what bit I just want to say? So there's a bit where they're staying in a motel and there's these two guys and one of them fancies the other person's car. And then when they get up in the morning, the guy goes out to his car and there's like a wet patch by the exhaust. So the other guy's been out there and fucked his car.
Oh, mate. No. Is this Channel 5?
It's Channel 5 or 4, probably. Yeah. Oh, it's really old now. It'd be on YouTube, probably.
Oh, God, we'll have to dig that one out. That sounds absolutely atrocious.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Right up our alley.
Yeah, we'd love this. There's a KFC advert I happened to see on telly the other day. I just caught the end of it, which actually was quite good. They're like praying in like this water, like they're all really religious, and this chicken comes out of the water.
Yes, I've seen it.
Yeah, it's quite good. A little bit at the end I saw, I quite enjoyed.
The first KFC advert I've seen in a while that I thought, this is actually decent.
Yeah, I didn't know what the advert was for until it said KFC at the end. And I think that's a sign of a good advert, that you don't know what it's selling until they actually tell you, oh, by the way, this is a KFC advert.
100%. So remember, find an advert you hate, send it to me, tj@channel84.co.uk, and it might turn up on a show later.
Oh, what a surprise. They're tasting more things. Wait, what the hell are exploded eggs?
It's taste test time.
Huzzah.
We have two sugar-free drinks, annoyingly. Number one is Pepsi strawberries cream flavour.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've got to just have an not and. So strawberries cream. And then we have Pepsi, and I believe this one is cream soda flavour.
Cream and soda.
Cream and soda.
Cream and soda.
Which one would you like to try first? They both sound... I like cream soda, but they're zero sugar and they're Pepsi. And right now, for me, I don't know about you, Pepsi is... It's become piss water. They have truly ruined it. What used to be really high in sugar, and actually I preferred to Coke sometimes, mm-hmm. It's just grim now.
Yeah, I don't really drink the Pepsis, if I'm honest, because I'll grab a Coke. So
exactly.
Let's go for cream soda. It's the one that's in my hand.
And I've got to say, next time I go to the one stop near you, mm-hmm. they've got Japanese Coca-Cola.
Oh, do they?
They do, and Japanese Fanta. They're £3.50 each.
I didn't notice last time I was in there.
Yeah, it's... right, cream soda, did you say?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's give it a sniff. It's a really pale colour. Really pale. It smells of cream soda. He's gone for a chug. I'm going to have mine tastes when
like
he takes
cream,
over.
Tastes like cream soda, yeah.
Yeah, it tastes of cream soda with a load of sweetener.
It's very flat.
Which is interesting, because it's the one that fizzed up the most before I ended up giving you a facial with the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? I poured it into the cup, it really foamed up, so I thought, brilliant, that's going to be a really fizzy, nice drink. But no, you're right, that's fairly flat.
It's like the Coke one that we had. It tastes like you're drinking a Coke float, but you've had all the ice cream.
Yeah. And
it tastes just like that. It tastes exactly like I think a cream soda would taste like.
Yeah, I think for me, I'm getting that kind of claggy feeling at the back of my throat from the sweetener. There's no horrible aftertaste. And I've got to say, the drinks are getting better. I mean, I remember the first ones we tried, especially when they started going sugar-free. And you used to get that horrible saccharine sort of sweetener taste kind of stuck in your mouth.
Yeah.
They seem to have done something recently that's got rid of that, which is really nice.
I think they're probably finding more and more people aren't. Maybe more and more people are moving back away to sugary ones because the sugar-free ones taste shit.
Yeah, perhaps.
Who knows?
Perhaps.
I don't know. I'm I'm not in marketing or in any of these companies. I don't fucking know. Well, but I only buy the normal Coke now because I think all the other stuff tastes like shit.
Yeah, and I still highlight the point. Are you listening, Tesco? Are you listening, Sainsbury's? When I come into your shop and it's been a long day, and let's say it's 10 o'clock at night, you may be closing in an hour, and I go to the cold drinks thing and I want a Coca-Cola. Read the fucking room, will you please? Because I can always walk in and go, oh, look, there's loads of Coke Zero. Oh, look, there's loads of Diet Coke. Where's the full fat Coke? Empty.
Yeah.
Read the bloody room. Just buy more normal Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Stock that up more than the other two because the other two aren't being drunk.
Yeah.
Now, I don't mind Coke Zero. In fact, that's what I'm drinking at the moment and Pepsi Max because I'm off the sugar for a little while. But it does piss me off that we're so scared of sugar now that we don't even stock enough of it in these places when that's the most popular drink.
Yeah.
Anyway, right, rant over. Strawberries, cream.
We've got to rate it.
Oh, God, yeah, we've got to rate it. Sorry. You go first.
It's a four dead, so it's a 4-point floaty.
Ooh, wow, you're rating that quite highly.
I don't mind it at all. Don't mind it at all. You're saying Jem felt sick from having that?
No. Oh, okay. She hasn't tried those. No.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I'm going to give that a 3-point lacking. It's just lacking in everything.
I'm not getting the aftertaste. All I'm getting as an aftertaste is the creamy taste. I'm not tasting the horrible sugar-free stuff. I really didn't mind that. Sorry, I'm going to be a bit boring for everyone. I actually didn't mind. Didn't think it was great. Didn't think it was rubbish. Middle road, 4.0.
No.
So 4-point floaty.
Why not? Why not? It's individual tastes and we are allowed to disagree. We often don't, but we are allowed to disagree, people. We are allowed.
Disagree.
We will agree one day. Anyway, right. Strawberries and cream.
Strawberries and cream.
Oh, he's going for a suck on it.
Ooh.
Oh, the smell.
It's got an interesting smell.
The smell really smells of strawberry. It's the sort of smell you get from a punnet of strawberries. I was expecting maybe more of a Pepsi Cola kind of smell to it, but sniffing that smells like you've just opened up a punnet of strawberries. You know, you get that packaged smell straight away, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've had a taste of it, and it's...
I don't think it tastes like strawberries. It tastes more like a cherry cola.
Well, no, see,
I'm not tasting strawberry.
I'm going to disagree again. Because I don't like eating fruit, and I'm not, fresh fruit, I would say that actually does taste like fresh strawberries.
I don't think it does.
I think it's got that...
I eat a lot of fruit. It doesn't taste like a strawberry to me.
Interesting. Well, the thing is, I would say on this, the flavour is hanging around.
Mm.
It's not going away.
This was strawberries and cream. It's got a very similar aftertaste. It's still got a creamy aftertaste with a tang of something else, but I don't think it tastes like strawberry.
See, to me, I would say that tastes what I remember of a fresh strawberry. But again,
when was the last time you had a fresh strawberry?
I work in a company that deals in berries.
No, just because you said that, remember what a strawberry tastes like? Whatever you just said, has it been like years since you had a strawberry?
Maybe 7 years.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like...
I literally had one this morning.
It's... We're going into a whole different discussion here on sensory talk now. It's the texture. I don't mind the flavour of things. Actually, I don't even mind the flavour of banana sometimes. It's the texture of stuff that I just gag. I cannot
banana,
actively
I totally
eat or swallow.
Get people that don't like bananas because of the texture. I love bananas, but when they get to a certain point, I want to gag because they get really mushy and gross.
I think everyone totally wants, get it. Yeah, exactly. And it's just the point of no return on a banana, isn't it?
Mm.
Banana loaf territory. Banana bread even. Okay. I'm still tasting that now.
I can still taste it now
and
as well.
And if I swallow, I can taste it again. Mm. I'm going with a 2-point. Why did I put that in my mouth? I don't like that at all.
I don't enjoy that one either. I think it's a 2-point what and cream?
Yeah. 2-point, get that cream out of my face. Yeah. Okay, final thing. And this is what made Jem nearly gag.
Okay.
Have you heard of the current trend of exploding sweets?
Nope.
Okay, you obviously don't watch TikTok as much as I do.
I watch a lot of TikTok, but it shows me just gardening stuff at the moment. It goes through stages. I had a Bevo stage. That was the worst fucking few days. Constantly saying, not interested on Bevo videos.
What the fuck's Bevo?
Yeah, go look it up if you want to have your TikTok.
I really don't want to. Right, okay. Exploded sweets are sweets from things like Haribo, and they're put into a freeze dryer.
Oh, that sounds cool.
And it removes removes all the moisture from the sweets.
I've saw a video recently of a guy who was doing it and it all went wrong in his machine.
Yes, and he showed you how to clean it.
That's
all
I've seen of it. Yeah. Fine. Okay. So that they're called exploding sweets.
They're called exploding sweets or freeze dried sweets. These cost me £2 off of the TikTok shop.
Oh, these are TikTok ones. I do like the TikTok shop.
And they are Haribo egg. Well, they're eggs.
Oh, I love Haribo eggs.
Well, they're eggs, and I love eggs anyway. So there you go. There's one. Describe to the people what it feels like.
It feels like polystyrene.
Yeah, so if you know a sweetie egg, then you'll know that they're normally fairly rubbery. They've got that lovely yellow yolk. And they're chewy. They are part of the Star Mix kind of range of Haribo. Yeah, these are like 3 times the size, I reckon. About 3 times the size of a normal one.
Do I put this entire thing in my mouth in one go?
Well, you don't have to. You can bite it if you want. So one thing I didn't realise fried eggs are cream soda flavoured.
What? Well, they don't taste like that Pepsi.
Well, when you taste this, you'll see what I mean. Now, the problem is, Jem absolutely hates cream soda, so it didn't help there. She melted down having this. We had to go and get chocolate out of the box so she could have chocolate to get rid of the flavour. Fair enough, if you don't like the flavour, you don't like the flavour. What I'm interested in, I think the texture's really cool on these, and you're right. So the gumminess has turned into kind of almost
some crystals.
A harder meringue almost.
That's it. It feels like maybe a stale meringue.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not like that meringue that you get where you bite and it's got that lovely chewy centre. Mm-hmm. It's just completely kind of solid. See what you think about the flavour as well. I will say I liked it until the aftertaste kicks in.
Okay. Do I want to get some of the yolk as well?
Yeah, get all of it. And I'm going to bite it next to the mic so you can hear how crunchy these are.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay.
He's gone for it. Crunch, crunch, crunch. And the flavour goes really weird. You kind of get that fried egg. You get a bit of cream soda-y sort of flavour. And then it all suddenly goes wrong.
It's airy at the beginning. Farty airy.
Yes.
You're breaking into it like it's got pockets of trapped air, which don't taste nice. It's like the air inside doesn't taste nice. And then, I'm going to finish it. But
it actually sticks in your teeth more than the normal fried eggs.
It's completely stuck in my teeth.
Mm.
I can't get it out the left side of my mouth.
But aren't they weird? Now, part of me wants to get cherry cola bottles, as I reckon hopefully they would taste delicious.
I really like those.
Cherry cola bottles and bubblegum bottles are my favourite.
Covered in sugar.
Yeah, those are the two. If I had to choose any of kind of the old pick and mix, penny mix, bubblegum bottles, cherry cola bottles, they are my favourites.
Okay. I'm not happy about this. It's all stuck in my teeth.
Oh.
This is a 2-point. I need an appointment at Smile Studio.
Yeah. Oh, you're going as low as a 2?
Yeah, I'm not happy about this.
I'm going to go for a 3-point unexpected aftertaste. I didn't mind them, and I reckon if I could get some of my favourite sweets, I'd like to try them. But the eggs, I feel, were a bit disappointing, so I'm limiting the whole idea of exploding sweets by just the ones I've tasted.
Right, I don't want to have to do denture management after having one sweet.
Yeah, but you have to do that if you have a Werther's Original.
All right.
Yeah, you do. Oh, I'll tell you the ones that used to be awful, the Cadbury's Eclairs. If they didn't rip your teeth out, they left chunks of gummy toffee in your teeth for days.
What was the one thing I ate the other day that was a sweet, and as I bit, I heard my jaw crunch. I remember some sweet I had the other day. Oh, this is all stuck in my teeth. Oh, no, I'm happy with this.
Okay, while Rob cleans his teeth, we'll join you in a moment.
People say I'm AI. I don't know what they're talking about. I'm Valentino. voice artist extraordinaire, and I'm alive, damn it. Let's see how Gemini does versus my friend ChatGPT. Wait, shit, he's not my friend, I don't know him.
Right, boys and girls, we are well aware that AI is considered evil. I mean, I've started using ChatGPT almost daily for work, whether it's to basically give me a helping hand working out a small piece of code that would require me to read 4 or 5 learned documents from Microsoft. Instead, it summarizes it immediately and I can do it so much quicker. Or even down to, I was working with, and this is really boring stuff, I was working about with uninterruptible power supplies, UPSs. Boom. Yeah. And that was it. That would have taken me reading the top 6 or 7 pages, because that's what I then did. I went and looked, right, where did it get that from? What were its sources? And I found the source, and I went into Bing, and I typed the same question into Bing and said, right, that's the question I would have asked in Bing, and it was about result number 9 of 9 Schneider Electronics pages that came up.
Funny, I was just about to say, APC?
Yeah.
Yeah, we use it too. It has an app. And it notifies my work phone. So we put them into clients' houses and I get notifications on my work phone.
Oh, so
it'll tell me the site and it'll tell me failure.
Oh, okay. So you're using... Oh, well, this is smart, boring...
Sorry, everyone. This is Smart Connect app.
Oh, no, we don't... This is the next one up. We're using the EcoStruxure one, which is...
Yeah, okay. So that's the
big Connect.
Yeah, it's a business one. We're not doing business
as we're
stuff.
Tying in third party.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, but that's kind of shown me, day to day, AI's got this really big use for me.
Thing is... I've thinking of it now, I've been using AI a lot longer than I thought, because when you go on Google and type it a question, the thing it puts at the top is AI.
Yeah.
And I've just thinking now, I was like, actually, I use that top bit without clicking links all the time.
And Bing does exactly the same. It says, we think this is the answer to your question.
Yeah.
And then it says, we got this from these 3 sources.
And usually it is. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, I think every, it's really hard. I don't want anyone ever to be put out money in business, and I understand that, I really do, but in the day-to-day kind of way of life, I kind of feel like it's got actually really good use. And even you said you've used it for tea to make stories.
Yeah, silly stories. Yeah,
which is a brilliant use. I mean, I hadn't even considered that as a thing to do. So what I thought today is, you've got your favorite AI that you're using that you were kind of singing wax lyrical about, saying how wonderful it was because you were doing the whole conversation.
I have got the intelligence that I've put into indentured servitude to me, yes.
And I'm using ChatGPT. And what we've done, we've got 3 tests, and we'll judge this between ourselves. We don't need the listeners. We don't need anyone else to judge this.
Yeah, we don't need you.
We're going to just judge these ourselves. We've got 3 challenges.
I'm lying. I need you. We always need you.
Challenge 1 is to create a 100, and this is the exact prompt we'll both use.
But the same thing in the same
create thing, yeah. A 100-word Lovecraftian story based on Tom, Rob, and the Book of the Dead Chipmunks. So that's prompt number 1. So let's pop that into our AIs of choice and see what they come back with. I mean, what I'm curious about is to see if it actually ignores the 100 words and it just does too many of them.
I don't know how I can count the words, but mine is looks like it's probably 100 words.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. That looks like it. Well, mine's generating. Do you want to read yours first?
Yeah, okay, mine was done instant, by the way. It was literally instant.
So, Tom, trembling, traced the glyphs. Rob, eyes wide, held the brittle fur-bound book, its pages filled with the chittering script of the dead chipmunks. A low rustling sound filled the attic, not of wind, but of countless tiny claws scraping unseen surfaces. The air thickened, sweet and rotten, like buried acorns. Shadows lengthened, twisting into impossible rodent-like forms. A high-pitched, maddening squeak echoed and Rob's eyes glazed over, pupils shrinking to pinpricks. Tom screamed as tiny furred hands, cold as glacial ice, reached from the darkness, their chattering a chorus of cosmic horror.
Right, I love it. AI has something about the word chittering, because mine has the word chittering in it as
well.
Yeah,
because they're going to pull the same things. But normally, though, remember we did this with ChatGPT before, and it would repeat the prompt
things,
inside
yeah.
the thing itself. Let's see.
Tom and Rob found the Book of the Dead Chipmunks beneath the roots of an ancient gnarled pine. Bound in fur and stitched with whiskers, that's just evil, its pages whispered in a chittering tongue. Curiosity cracked sanity. Rob read aloud a summoning. It's always you, Rob, isn't it?
It's always me.
The forest darkened, and from burrows rose tiny, rotting forms, chipmunks with hollow eyes and eldritch hunger. Their teeth gleamed like obsidian. Tom fled, but Rob laughed madly, welcoming the gnawing horde. Now, each dusk, the wood echoes with his giggles and the scratching of claws. The book lies open still, waiting for the next soul to misunderstand its innocent squeaks.
Yeah, again, it's almost like you can tell ChatGPT one because it repeats. Set had to get the word eldritch in.
Yeah.
It always gets that in. Whenever we've ever done these, it always gets that in.
And that's why I purposely didn't put eldritch in the question. Yeah. We put just Lovecraftian. Now, I know that is immediately tied in with eldritch. Mm. We know that's going to happen. But you're right. ChatGPT is always, whenever we've played with this, come up with that. Mm.
And I don't think we should judge them on how long they took, because I think that's just a server-side thing and credits and... You know, I think they're probably just as quick as each other. I've got to say, I think I preferred the Gemini one.
I think I probably preferred it.
It felt a little bit more natural, but still something about both of them, you can just tell that they weren't... I mean, I don't write like that, but they don't feel like they were written. You know what the good thing to do is? I found a website that can tell whether something's been AI written.
Yes.
We should copy and paste these into that website and see what percentage it gives. Ooh,
let's do that now. Let's do that now, because that's actually a very good idea.
93 words. Mine was not 100. 55% of text is likely AI, it says.
Wow. Okay.
93 words.
Mine was 100 words exactly.
Nice. Okay. Well done. That wins on...
What was your percentage?
55.
60% of text is likely AI.
So this says 55% is likely AI. Yeah.
And 40% human written. That's very interesting. I like that. We're going to give it to Gemini. 0.1 to Gemini on that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's close, but you're right. The story felt a little bit more natural. And obviously, we'll go by the percentage. You win on the whether or not it could be detected as AI.
Yeah. My opinion on these is basically, that's as far as that would go for me. That's it. I now wouldn't go be posting this, trying to get anything.
It's that literally would just be something to have fun.
Like we would do at the pub. We'd be sat at a pub making up stupid stories with this. Well, or like I was doing with T, making him a stupid story to say...
I remember we sat at the pub with Dan and Mark, if you remember.
Yeah, we did.
And we were trying to make it, think you were the best in the world at something.
Yeah, we're trying to trick
you. So you were saying, who is the best in the world? Is it? No, I am. Rob is the best in the world. Oh, well, remember that for next time. Then we'd asked it again. It's like, you told me it was Rob, but we don't know. It's like, damn it. Okay. The next test, obviously, is the one that upsets people, is the artwork. Now, we've used AI to play around with artwork previously. Nothing ever been massively published, nothing for money, obviously, just things for kind of fun, little bits here and there. Now, this one we're going to do is one that we've seen every AI struggle with, and it's a photorealistic pigeon, because why not? Prison mm-hmm. pigeon is our mascot, with prison tattoos on its face and neck. So it always struggles with it. You either get a pigeon and it ends up with human arms.
Yeah.
Or the tattoos are... It's just never managed to do it properly.
So we press go at the same time.
So hang on. So we've got create... The prompt we're doing is create me a photorealistic image of a pigeon with prison tattoos on its face and neck. So let me copy that and paste that into... Right. 3, 2, 1, go. Okay.
Just a sec. Creating your image with Imogen 3 dot dot dot.
So mine's getting started, and it's just flashing at me at the moment.
Yeah, so is mine.
Now I would say, I've got a portrait picture. It's not landscape.
And done. Got one.
Right. ChatGPT, I will say, for the image creation, is slow, and I'm not gonna say anything else about it. It is slow. I would say though, typically. And it's not looking promising, I've got to say. The images that I've played around with ChatGPT recently
have been pretty impressive.
This one, it's done the minimal that it needed to do. It's not actually that very good. It certainly is a photorealistic pigeon, but the tattoos are shit and they're not on its arms, so it's completely ignored that.
Okay, well, I'm going to say ChatGPT, as slow as it's being, has won this. Now, I'm using ChatGPT 4.0, and 4.0 is their latest one, but that also means it's the one that does the most depth of things. And I got, where's the tattoos?
It's literally,
oh dear,
it's just done like almost like a tic-tac-toe.
It's
kind
almost
of
like
it.
It's just drawn, it's got a picture of, and it's like someone's gone over it with an art tablet to draw on it.
Yeah, it's literally just done lines. Oh, up by its eye, it's got a weird smiley face and some Roman numerals.
Okay,
and well, that's it. Otherwise, okay, it looks like a portrait of a pigeon.
I'm not...
Pigeon looks good. The tattoos look shit.
Now, interestingly, I get the option I can refine mine further.
I can do that. I just have to just say to do it.
I'm not going to do that, though.
Yeah.
Obviously, because that's not fair. So I've seen yours. We'll post these up online as well.
Oh, better save it then.
That is what ChatGPT's come up with.
Well, that's better, isn't it?
It's definitely what I asked for. Okay.
I think mine looks more realistic, but yours has actually done what it was asked to do and put tattoos on it, not just drawn black lines on it.
Yeah, absolutely. The tattoos are on there. So I've got hard written above the eye. I've got the number 3 below the eye. I'm not sure what 3 stands for. We've got the crucifix, which, funny enough, Prison Pigeon has. The number 13, we have a spider web, and then Game Over below that. So they've gone full-on prison tat on them. So we'll save and we'll share those. In fact, they may end up the background for maybe the video clip for this. But yeah, I think that's been quite telling. So although Gemini wins on speed,
yeah,
I would say that ChatGPT wins on image quality. So if you don't mind, I'm going to mark that as a 1-1.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, next thing we are doing then, and this one's a little bit more difficult. First of all, my phone is connected to this lovely recording equipment we have, and we're going to have a conversation, because this is actually what piqued my interest, because I hadn't even thought about trying this. You actually don't really type with Gemini, do you?
I just talk to it, yeah.
You use their conversation feature, and I thought, yeah, I haven't even tried that. And yeah, these AI agents now have the ability just to chat to them like having a normal conversation.
And it, on Gemini's case, it genuinely works.
Yeah. So ChatGPT does work. I would say the responses can be maybe a little slow. And again, I think it depends on which model you have selected. I'm going to say that. But I'm going to leave it the same model as we've set out from day one. And we've got 3 questions that continue on from each other. So question 1 is going to be, will asteroid 2024 hit us? For those of you that don't know, we've got an asteroid heading towards us that at some point in the next however many years, we'll find out hopefully in a moment, is going to hit into Earth, and we don't know where, or potentially, I think it's up to a 10% chance now. Question 2, do you think the plot of Armageddon is a viable option for Earth safety? So what we're hoping is the conversation realizes we're still talking about asteroid 2024 and doesn't go on a tangent like us. And then question 3, how would you solve this problem? And we want to just see, what will AI come back with on a question that even NASA's just said, it's going to hit. We cannot stop it.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen. So obviously, it could be interesting. So what I'm going to do now, I am going to unmute my telephone. And the first question we're going to ask it then is, will asteroid 2024 hit us?
Oh, Tom, you stupid bugger, your app failed, and you had to restart, didn't you? Didn't you? Tell the truth now, you ChatGPT-loving bastard.
Will asteroid 2024 hit us?
There's no need to worry. NASA and other space agencies keep a close eye on asteroids, and if there were any significant threat, we'd definitely know about it. Do you have a specific asteroid in mind?
Do you think the plot of Armageddon is a viable option for Earth's safety?
Armageddon is a fun movie, but in reality, there are more practical plans. Scientists would likely use methods like gravity tractors or kinetic impactors to redirect an asteroid. Blowing it up could create dangerous debris, so the movie solution isn't really viable.
How would you solve the problem?
If I were solving it, I'd follow what the experts suggest. early detection, and deflection. A popular idea is a kinetic impactor, which means sending a spacecraft to collide with the asteroid, nudging it off course. Another is a gravity tractor, where a spacecraft hovers near the asteroid and uses its gravity to alter the asteroid's path. Prevention is key.
Right, I've ended the conversation there. So what I'm interested to see here is I said, will asteroid 2024 hit us? And I'm looking at the log here. That's what it heard. There's no need to worry. NASA and other space agencies will keep a close eye on asteroids. Blah, blah, blah. Do you have a specific asteroid in mind? So it didn't go off and check that that was the one I was talking about. Okay, that is ChatGPT. I'm going to say, even with using the advanced chat, it was a mediocre response. Mm-hmm. So what I've just done, I've disconnected from the DLZ creator. So if you would like
can
to
Can I hold your
it,
phone so I know the right questions? Because I can't have the question and Gemini open.
Of
Gemini
course
would
you
take
can.
Over my entire thing.
Yep, just keep wiggling your finger on the screen so it doesn't lock.
Okay. All right, I've got to connect this phone to it, don't I?
You do indeed. So, Bluetooth paired. Yep, Pixel Pro.
Right, we need to make it make a noise, so we're not going to get deafened. Hang on, let me just play a YouTube video.
No, that's fine. I mean, it should be at the right volume.
There you go.
No, that's fine.
That
that's
was
fine.
Carnage, everybody.
Oh, okay. Right, well, I'm going to stay quiet now because obviously it doesn't need to hear my voice.
Will asteroid 2024 hit us?
The good news is that NASA scientists are keeping a close eye on it, and they don't think it's likely to hit us. They'll keep tracking it to be sure, but for now, it seems like we're safe.
Do you think the plot of Armageddon is a viable option for Earth's safety?
Oh, I understand your concern about Earth's safety. However, I can't find any information about that. You might want to try checking a news website or a search engine.
How would you solve the problem?
Well, one idea is to send a spacecraft to gently nudge the asteroid off course. It's kind of like playing billiards in space. You want to change its path just enough so it misses Earth. Another idea is to use a really powerful laser to zap the asteroid, slowly changing its trajectory over time. It's like giving the asteroid a tiny push, over and over again, until it's on a new path.
So you didn't actually answer my other question, by the way. I asked you, do you think the plot of Armageddon is a viable option for Earth's safety?
You're absolutely right. I apologize for missing that. To answer your question directly, no, I don't think the plot of Armageddon is a viable option for Earth's safety. While it makes for a thrilling movie, the science behind it is quite flawed.
Elaborate. This is what I do, sorry. I'm going to interrupt you. Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I end up doing. I just start to go off then.
No, fair enough. So I'm going to say it's a draw. As much as ChatGPT was a little bit slower, it was giving much more...
It directly answered the questions that you gave
it. Answered the questions. Okay, it missed the asteroid 2024 bit, but it directly answered and it gave some in-depth answers. So, for example, on the Armageddon question, which it answered first time.
Oh, hang on. No, I think it cut off. Look, this is the log. So I asked it, do you think the plot of Armageddon is a viable option? And it actually does say, I understand your concern about Earth's safety. However, the scenario depicted in Armageddon is highly unrealistic. In the movie, the drill into the asteroid will blow it up with a nuclear bomb. But in reality, this approach would likely break the asteroid into smaller, more dangerous pieces. It's more likely that we would deflect an asteroid using a gravity tractor. That's so basically
that's
the same as
exactly
yours.
Exactly the same
now,
as the ChatGPT.
Now, why didn't it actually say that, though? I think... it did pop up and say, speak to interrupt. I might have interrupted.
Fair enough. So, okay.
Yeah, look, I've said, oh.
Oh, okay.
And then it says, I can't find any information about that. So it's taken me as saying, oh, as interrupting it, and it stopped saying it, but it's got it in its log.
Yeah, fair enough. It's a really difficult one. How would you score it? Now, I'm going to put that onto you. How would you score that one?
They basically said the exact same thing.
Same thing.
The laser comment from that Gemini was an interesting one.
Yeah, but
shooting laser beams at the asteroids.
Lasers. but I've got to say, that might be a genuine thing. I don't know without looking into it.
I know that they've talked about things like solar sails, which rely on light or lasers to power them and push them. So it could well be a real thing. I guess they both gave kind of the same detail. So I'm going to go for a draw, but
I think so.
It's a draw that's weighted more towards Gemini because Gemini's just got the single function. You didn't have to close the app. I had to close the app to go back in. Yeah, at least they both said, I did quite like how ChatGPT basically said, but Bruce Willis is cool, yeah?
Yeah, it was a bit more fun, certainly. It was a bit, it had more personality.
Yeah, okay.
Personality, didn't it?
Now, I would say the scary thing with ChatGPT, you can turn your camera on now, and it starts reading your emotions to work out the conversation.
I don't want that. Google's probably doing that anyway. Because it's fucking Google. They'd be listening and watching me all the time. But I would not turn that feature on.
No, I wouldn't. And I've got to say, I was at that conference where I spoke and they asked, could they do a little side video? And they asked me a load of questions on AI. And they said, do you think AI should have emotion? And my answer was no. Why on earth should it have emotion? And they were talking in the essence of AI agents. So I was saying, if I get phoned by or iPhone EE, and the first thing I come to is an AI agent.
Go, hi.
Go fuck yourself. And then I'm going to get attitude back by an AI. No, thanks.
Is that what you said to them? Go fuck yourself.
I was a little bit more polite about it. But I said, if I'm angry and the AI has its own emotions, what's to stop that from it having anger at me? I don't need that. I need someone to remain neutral.
Firstly, I want to know if it's AI I'm talking to.
True.
Because some of them are actually a bit difficult because the phone line quality is shit. Yes. So you can't really tell. So
which I'm sure is done on purpose.
Yeah, I want to know that I'm talking to AI. And secondly, it's there for fact-based answers and reasoning only. I don't give a fuck if it thinks it's having a good day. I'm not interested. I don't want to be asked if I'm having a good day. Not interested. I'm talking to you because I want a solution to a problem that I can't find elsewhere. Just tell me it. And if I can do it conversationally, great, because that's how people talk and that's how people understand it. So the computer needs to be better at that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't need to gauge my emotion because I'm not bringing emotion into it. I'm coming here for facts. Give me facts. That's it.
100%. I'm with you on that. Oh, that was an interesting little game anyway.
Yeah.
It just goes to show how good these AI agents are becoming now. And, day-to-day use, I don't see a problem with it anymore.
Twist, this whole podcast has been two AI
hosts.
Well, that's it, isn't it? AI is going to take over. Are the boys just AI in disguise? It would explain a lot. Oh, just shut down the show, will you?
Right, thank you very much for listening to another episode of the Variety Show podcast. You can find us at channel84.co.uk, where you can find all our details, as well as shows, including Lightly Used and Who Takes the Socks Off. If you'd like to get in contact with Rob, it's rob@channel84.co.uk. If you'd like to get in contact with me, it's tj@channel84.co.uk. If you'd like to speak to us both, then it's podcasts, that's plural, podcasts@channel84.co.uk. All our social media links can be found on www.channel84.co.uk. We are on Blue Sky, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, X/Twitter. You name it, we're on it. Come and find us, come and chat to us, listen to the show, give us feedback. It really does help the show grow. If you can share it with at least one person, that doubles our audience. Always a benefit for us.
We are on Discord. We don't actually go on it often, but I get notifications if people post on this, so we'll reply.
That's true. And we will start using that again a bit soon. We're just still trying to work out our social media foothold and what to do, really.
Got a Ko-fi.
Yeah, well, that's true. We have.
I completely
forgot all about that one, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's been a good episode. Thank you very much, Rob.
Thank you.
You can go home and go to bed now. It's 11:30 at night.
Oh, yeah. It's on.
Right. Thanks a lot, everyone. Take care. Love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
This was a Studio Channel 84 network show. To find more, head over to channel84.co.uk now.